Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning. How many of y'all are so happy to be alive this morning? Happy Monday to y'all. Good morning. As usual, I'm just so grateful to be here with you all, just gathering here once again every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and if you're just so happy to be a part of this day, because let me tell you, I don't take it for granted that the Lord woke me up this morning, and I just believe neither one of you all should either. So just give God a hand clap of praise and say, God, I thank you for giving me another chance. God, I thank you for giving me another day, another chance to share my testimony, another chance to get it right with you. So God, we just thank you in this moment, in this very moment. And so listen, y'all, the song that I just played by Pastor Mike Jr., woo, it has been on repeat because I have I Got a Way testimony. And so in that song, it's called I Got a Way, by the way. And so I just want you to declare and decree this morning that I got away. I got away from the enemy's schemes. I got away from the enemy's plots and plans over my life. I got away. I don't know about you, but I think everybody on this call and beyond has a I got away testimony. I got away testimony because the Lord has seen you through some times. How many of y'all can just say, yes, the Lord has seen me through some times, or the Lord is seeing me through sometimes, like right now. But I just declare and decree that you will have a I got away testimony. I got away from the plots and plans of the enemies. I got away. The Lord makes a way out of no way. How many of y'all know and can testify and be a witness to God making a way out of no way for you? for you. I know the Lord has made a way out of no way for me all the time. He's always opening those doors of escape. He's always opening those doors of escape. And right now, as I'm saying that, I'm just envisioning us standing at the door, waiting for God to just open it for us. And he and the Holy Spirit is coming through and plummeting the door open at the exact time. It may not be the time that we want it to happen, but it is happening in God's timing, in the exact time, because God's timing is what always the best time, always the best time. So we just want to give God praise today for the I Got A Way testimonies that we have and the I Got A Way testimonies that we will have. And the only reason we got away is why? Because the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, is by our side and is pushing us through to where we are called to be in this very season. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for being there with us. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Justin believed that that song had purpose for today's message. When I was preparing for today, the Lord dropped this phrase in my spirit, and it is, deliverance is your portion. Again, it says, deliverance is your portion. And so that song was just so appropriate, the song I Got Away, because it's like when you think about the I Got Away testimony, you think about God delivering you and making a way out of no way. And I know us being God's faithful servants, that's what I call myself, God's faithful servant. So I'm just going to lump us all in that as well. Us, when we think about us as God's faithful servants, we think about, like, why, Lord, is all of this happening to me? Or what is really going on? And so the Lord led me to this scripture, Psalms 34:19. Again, it's Psalms 34:19, and it states, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from it all. Again, Psalms 34:19. I'm going to say it for the people in the back, okay? It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from it all. How many of y'all know that what you're going through right now is not by mistake? It's not by coincidence. It's not by happenstance. But it's happening because many are the afflictions of the righteous. Like, you are bound to go through something. And I'm listening to this sermon series by John Hanna right now, and it is entitled, It Had to Happen This Way. It had to happen this way. No other way, but it has to happen this way. And I'm going to share it with everybody that's on the text messaging list, on the Daily Bread text messaging list, because it is so powerful. It's so powerful because we always ask ourselves, why are we going through certain things? And one of the sermon titles within that series was entitled, You Are Chosen. You Are Chosen. And so the reason why we go through certain things is because, yes, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but we also got to understand we are God's chosen people. And the reason why we go through things is because what we are chosen, and we are chosen because God wants us to witness certain things. He wants us to be a witness and to share our testimonies to do what? To draw people closer to him, to draw people that may not even ever encounter him and nobody else but us. Right? And he wants us to draw people towards him and to be the light and to be the light in a dark situation. Listen, that dark situation could very well be in your household. The dark situation could very well be in your life in general right now. The dark situation could very well be in your family matters, in your work matters, in your business matters. But wherever it is, we just declare and decree right now that we will be the light and allow God to shine his light through us, right? Allow God to shine his light through us in any given circumstance. So we just thank God for shining his light through us and being with us in those moments, right? And so when we go through those afflictions and asking ourselves, God, why is this happening to me? I want to encourage you all to change the story or to change the narrative, right? So imagine this. You're going through something. You're asking God, like, why am I going through this thing? Why am I going through this, that, and the third? And you're thinking back and you're like, my goodness, I remember so-and-so probably went through the same thing and this was their outcome and this, that, and the third. But I want to share with you all this morning that their story is not your story. So therefore, you must change the narrative. Be a narrative changer in your story. Be a narrative changer. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak death over your life or over what you're going through, but be the narrative changer in your story. Or in other words, don't let what happened to them or don't let what happened in your past have a stronghold over you. Don't let what happened in your past or what may have happened in so-and-so's story have a stronghold over you. So I know that to be true for some, because that had been true for me at one point, having somebody else's story have a stronghold over you, or you not wanting to pursue any business ventures, or you not wanting to pursue a field in your career, a certain industry, because you're like, well, so-and-so or this, that didn't work for them, or this, that didn't work for me in the past. But who's to say it's not going to work for you now? Who's to say that if it's still on your heart, it's not going to work for you if you take that first foot or first step forward? Who's to say it's not going to happen for you now? Who's to say is you? You're the one putting the negative message out in the atmosphere. And so what we want to do now is to break every stronghold over you right now and just declare and decree that it will happen for you. It will happen for you, meaning the it that will happen for you is the business ventures will happen for you. The career opportunities will happen just for you, right? Just for you. And so I want to declare and decree that every stronghold over us is broken today, is broken right now in Jesus' name, right now in Jesus' name. And that whatever happened in your past will not take root in your heart anymore, but it will be uprooted in Jesus' name and then be rerooted with confidence, rerooted knowing that God is in control of you, of your life, and that you are going to be a narrative changer. Okay, you're going to change the story that is in your mind. You have created a story that's a negative story, but you're going to change the narrative and be a narrative changer so that when you go forth, you can truly conquer and have the confidence and have the backing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and praying first that it is his will for you to go forth and do the things that he has placed in your heart to do. Okay. All right, you all. Whew, I know that was a lot, but I just had to get that out and to share that with you all. And just to recap, the scripture was Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from it all. And so I just want to declare and decree right now that the Lord will deliver you from whatever you may be going through in this season, whether it be in your career, whether it be in your business, whether it be in life in general, that you may see or be feeling or witnessing the affliction right now. But God will deliver you from it all, and you will have an I Got Away testimony in Jesus' name. Okay. All right, y'all. Let's go into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for whatever it is that you have put in their spirits to do in this season, God. Let them know that they are more than conquerors, Lord. Let them know that you are by their side. You are walking beside them. You have gone before them, God, to set the atmosphere and the places that they will go, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for them being appointed by name to do what it is that you have called them to do, Lord. Let their names be spoken into rooms that they never even stepped in, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the elevation, that the elevation from you, Lord. God, we thank you for the promotions. God, we thank you for the career opportunities that we have now and the career opportunities that we don't even know about, God. God, we ask that you give us confidence in every interview, God, that we may have this week. God, we ask that you be in the room with us in the doctor's office, in the courtrooms, God. We thank you for just being there wherever we are, God. And God, we thank you for laying the path out for us. Lord, we may not even know where the path is going, but God, we trust that you will direct every one of our footsteps, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We don't take it for granted that you have given us another day to get it right with you, another day to share our testimonies. God, we don't take it for granted. So God, we just thank you. We thank you. We love on you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your favor, God. We thank you for breaking every stronghold on our life, God, especially the strongholds that are not of you, the strongholds that are preventing us from going from point A to point B, God, the strongholds that are preventing us from seeing the goodness of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just declare that they are broken in Jesus' name, Lord. So, God, we love you. We ask that you bless us this week. We ask that you bless us in the weeks going forward, Lord. And we ask that you continuously see us through any circumstances we may have, God. We just declare and decree right now that the I Got Away testimony is here. The I Got Away from the enemy's plots, plans, and schemes, God, is here in Jesus' name. And we know that you are a deliverer, Lord. We trust and believe that you will deliver it or deliver us from it, whatever it may be. And deliverance is our portion. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next week. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.